McCartney has such melodic style that he was able to make his bass parts bounce and play counterpoint to some of the vocal phrases that he was using as a singer. I think he's an enormously influential musician as a writer and singer, but also as a bass player.
Close your eyes and I'll kiss you.
Paradise was not like the influential Naughty by Nature album, though. Like, it's cool it won a Grammy or whatever.
Anywhere I did pick up, pick up, see many stickers, cause they just had to. that we had. Just the kind of.
Dodge Avenger over here just has a sticker on the rear quarter panel on the side that just says grateful.
Senior Vice President of Government and Industry Affairs, Kip Eidelberg, thank you so much for joining us today. Lawmakers take action to protect the beef industry, according to...
The green light, you know, beat her up, right? That's what we do. But now that bar is set so high that, you know, and I'm not saying this because you're there, Bubba, but you guys set the bar so high with Jeff and Matt and all these guys that... That they had to tone it down. And because the guys would go out there competing against each other, trying to outdo each other, and it got to the point where, you know, everything was, you know, risking someone's career for at least 6 months, you know, and so they brought it down for a while. But it's not because the company's making anybody do it, the guys want to do it. You know, to me, Jeff Hardy will be. Two Hall of Fame rings already, and Matt, and Edge, and all the stuff they did. The Spear, I mean, that's a highlight. To me, that's as big a highlight as Mick going to the top of the cage. Edge, Spear, and Jeff coming off the ladders. I mean, I just think of things over the years that just stand out in those type of matches. And of course, Bobby, you and Devon have been thousands of them. But they had to tone it down because it gets to the point where the guys want to go out there and to make an impression on Vince and the powers that be, they'll do anything.
Wow, that's amazing that they set the bar that high. All right, Rick, when we come back, the nation is spitting at the bit to talk to you. 877-344-4893.
Listening to this dude cut off Ric Flair, like, wow, that's really impressive. All right, we got to go.
When Bully and I are back right here, I'm busted open.
Kids One's most played female artist of 2019.
Hey guys, it's Halsey.
Hey guys, it's Halsey. All right, great, Rick. We could let you ramble on about hardcore matches that you hated for the next fucking 3 hours, but but sure, yeah, it's been enough time. Come on and talk about how you liked Mick Foley fucking going through the cage. It's not like Angle's got built off of your dislike of Mick Foley back in the day. Back in heyday, I don't know. Ooh, I hate this song. Swerving back and forth on the freeway, preventing people from going fast.